bays towards the bottom, two dots. So the Mishnah said that the nose is Megalech, Baal Maloi, Tarvud, Rekev. So Rekev is the recovering of the mace. The mace disintegrates. So if you have a shear of a mole, a full tarbud, this spoon, so that's metama, like a mace, but oil, etc.
Did we say that? But if someone got cremated as well, or is that?
If he would get cremated, the problem is that it's the. I don't remember where the Gemara, the next piece of Gemara, Chumash Aleph. The Gemara says it's only if he's Nikra Orim, because if there's any other thing mixed into the ash or into the, you know, this offer, it will not have a din of Mullah Tabard Rekav. So the same thing would be true by the if there be any other type of ash mixed in. But there's a Gemara about Ephras Rufim, and I don't remember where that is. I'm not recalling the details of it. But the Pashas, there's no Din Tumah, no. So, Kamash Yuroi, Chizki Omer Maloi Pisas Hayad. It's the mat which would fill the palm of a person's hand. It's the mat which fills two handfuls together. When you cup your hands together, that mat that it holds, that's called chofnayim. So it's malay chofnav. Tanan. Maloy tarvid rekav shamru. Yeshna meikir etzbos ulamala divir meher. So the going changes the girsa to mikishri etzbos. That's from the usually translated the joints, the knuckles. So the Remeir has this shear that all the way up to the fingertips. Pashas, I mean to measure it from here till here. So the mount that would hold in that part of the hand. The Chama say Malach Chafnayim. The whole double handful. Bisham the Rechon, the Hudam Karbon, the Chiski command, like Remeir, like Karbon. So more answers, Amri. Maloy pisa sayad, umaloy kishri etzbos lamalo chad shiurahu. It's the same shear. Okay. Amrle resimi bar adol rapapa mimai the high mikishri etzbos lamalo larosh. It means till the end of the fingertips. Dilma lemata mididei to have a meloy pisa sayad. Yeah, the going takes out the word teku because it's not an iboya. He's saying, why did you assume in your question that the meloy kishrei etzbos means to the tips of the fingers? Then you had a question. Maybe it's meant the other way around. It meant just the palm, and it ends when you get to where the joints of the fingers start. And that's mamish molly pieces of yad. So I don't understand what your question was. So Mor says, you're right. And that's a good question. So there's no take over there. So without getting involved in the Mor's teretz, it's the same shir that from here to here is extending from here to here, but just tell me that it meant till where the fingers start, not till the fingers ended. Then it mamash means the palm. Okay, so the Rosh, what pieces of yad? So if it's by him at his roya, the hanamole pass a yad. The finger is the bottom of the fingers until the wrist. So that's the full palmful. Mikra it's by civil amala. So the more assumed right now that it means from where the fingers start until the end, until the tips of the fingers. Karla Lamala, it's referred to Lamala. When you're using your hands, I mean, why is it called Lamala? Maybe it's Lamata. Depending where you're. So why do we refer to that as Lamala? Because when you're using your hands, umagbiha. Most of the usage of the hand, you're using it, the fingers are upwards. So he said, more pieces of yad, I mean, it's bows. At Azroya, umolei kishre, it's bows. Mitchilas apitzel, it's bows. Chachiru. So the amount which you would hold in the palm of the hand, and the amount you would hold from where the fingers start until the tips, is the same shear. So Rav Simi Bar Ada said, I don't get it. Why do you understand it means that lamala means from the where the fingers start to the tips? Maybe it means where the fingers end, going up and that towards the arm, and you hold the hand downwards. Lamala letzad aguf, the hand like pieces of the yad. So the more said, take. So the more said, you're right. That's a good question. And Tosfos puts out, you're not going to take them, so fine. Tana Rabbanan. In this case, it's the ratio. Ezo Meshi Eshlo Rekav. So this didn't have that, when the body totally. So you first have a stage of Netzel, where it becomes, it liquefies, eventually it just disintegrates. So this Rekav is only it, which mace has a din of rekav? Mace nikver orim. So the mace was buried without clothing. So there's no, there's none of the cloth disintegrating into this offer. Barin shal shayish. Buried in an orin of shayish. So there's no wood disintegrating with it. Or it wasn't buried in an orin, it was just placed on the ground. It was placed on a floor of stone. Zel meishi yesh lo rekav. Nikra b'ksusoi, if he's buried in clothing. Or ba'orin shel eitz. Or he was buried in a container which is made out of wood, which will disintegrate. Al gabi ritzo shel levenim, or bricks which tend to chip, etc., and sort of like fall apart eventually. Zomei shein lo rekav.
Right, because.
Okay.
I understand why you need sort of the purity here, and we don't go with sort of, I don't know, other concepts. I mean, whether you robe, I mean, you know, why wouldn't the clothing be bottled? Is it because this clothing is considered that much?
No, I mean, we're saying the issue is not the shear. I mean, so take two mole tarbids and you'll for sure have enough of it. But it's a lach of Moshe Messina. This is the tumah. It's only specifically when there's nothing else there.
Ezuzu, you had one sense that covered everything, but now we brought you another case. So
the Amar Ula ain rekev ela ba min abasser umin agidim min atzamis.
Fine, you're right about everything. So
there has to be basser gidim and atzamis. So the so right the
call that case out separately.
If I recall correctly. This first price that we just brought before, the Tanur Rabbanan is quoted in Nida. And there it says it has to start from a full mace. So that's what Ula is saying, is because if it doesn't, it could be there wasn't, it was lacking Basar Gidim or Atzamas, so there's no Din of Rekab. It has to be that the Rekab is developing from all these three things.
Rabbi, they always said before that if somebody lost a limb, that the limb, that limb would also.
The limb itself has a din of tumah.
Right. So why?
But the halacha Moshe Mitzinai, that even though it's offer, it's no longer a mace anymore. So mitzad din a tumah, it should not be tameh because it's not a mace anymore. There's this new din called rekab. Rekab means it's the whole body disintegrating. So it's lacking something. There's no din of rekab.
But understand, why is Ula implied that it has to be a mace shalayim?
So as I'm saying, Ula doesn't say that clearly, but if I call correctly, the nusach of the brice over there, in it says you need nikver shalayim. Be orim or something like that. I don't remember the nusach exactly, but so that's the concept that Ula is building off of. Eitzer Rabbi Ula, the rekab above in a baser tor. If it's just baser or mace, and that disintegrates into rekab, that's not called rekab. The Mor says, "Kimudayik hamin etzem tami valvagav the lekab baser." So it simply seems to say bom and a buster restore, but if it comes from the etzem by itself and then it would disintegrate, it would generate a din of rekav.
Right. So who does the child go after? Is the child
a shani
or that?
Same rekav, a bom and a buster tor, achiesh etzem a buster. It has to be there's etzem as well. Mor says, but hold like a gidim, you don't have a gidim. More answers, the Yevshah, the Basar, let some of us get him. If you have Basar and you have some of us, that means there's get him there.
You've got this child.
Okay.
That could be
Magaya.
So.
Omer Shulber Abba, Omer Birkel, and Shnei Mason should cover him. Zayin. So nasa galgalim zelizeh. So the halach is it has to be that it's the pure rekev of each one. But each one, since they're buried together, is acts as the outside item mixing in, which is create. There's no din rekev. So, most of Rabbi Nosson Rabbi Oshio, Rekav Avah Bina Beis Meisim is Tomek. Misha says if it comes to Beis Meisim, it's Tomek. Amarava Hosam Shekabru Zebef Niatzma, Zebef Niatzma, Yerkivu. And then afterwards you took each one what had now its own din tumah, and then you took a partial amount from one and a partial from the other. That is what the Mishnah is saying is tumah.
And yet,
or even if a certain amount of the mace was consumed and it never ended up being a shear of a mulot tarvut, but since it was nikbar by itself, it's the pure offer of that mace, then when you combine two together to create a shear. So this outside item, which would be prevent the din of rekev, could even be the person's own hair, if the hair wasn't attached, but it was detached before it was put into the oren, put into the oren with the body. So the sar acts as the galgalin to undermine the concept of rekev. Okay.
What does the word galgalin mean?
Her husband's
dog. Like the Golas is a skull.
Yeah, the Rosh has to bring the gear sub is Galgilin. Which is like something else mixed in, something miscalgal with it, something of that language. It's an outside item which is mixed in, which takes away the din of rekev. The halacha, which is in a rekev, has to be that the mace is only all by himself and nothing else. Let's see the Rosh. Top of the page. Is a meshe shel rekev. Shel matarver me offer rak vubisoy metame boil. That the Lotarbit of offer, this offer has a din of tumas oil. Now the Mishnah says that there's no tumas maga by rekev because there's nothing we're holding together. Each one has only many, many, many particles. So they're all together. That's why the Mishnah used the lashon of it has to be in some type of a container to hold it, to bring it together. Because it's really just dirt. So masa, when the person is noicing it, he's being noiced like he's taking all of it at one time. Maga, each piece is unless he would be able to touch every single piece, which is impossible. So there's no maga. There's masa and there's oil. Nikvaron shel shayish, shel nizar rekoven acher ba'afor. There's nothing else mixed in. Al nikvar b'ksusay of orange shel eitz, agavi ritzu shel levenim ein l'din rekav. It has to have, all these things have to be there present to create a din of rekev. Only if it's just basar alone, it's no rekev. If it's etzim alone, I mean etzim, tell me how about like a basar. So let's answer like that's what it meant. Neem Kane, how about the memory mina buster mina etzim tor? That would be the right way to say it. So the more it says that by definition, once there's etzim, there's always gittim. So the question is, so what was Ula's chiddush? He said rekev. He said basar, gittim, and atzamas. Well, whenever you have atzamas and basar, you have gittim automatically. So the Rosh, the after basar of atzamas will gittim. Ula she isker gittim itzel lafuke nefil shel niskashrei vor zelazet. So we had before a case of a nefil, which the gittin had not developed yet. Naso galgalin zelazet. Ba'orach goras galgalin. Pirish offer ma'urav bimokamachra. The word galgalin means outside dirt. That's what the word means. Loshan davar shemiz galgal. Like something which, like dirt rolls. It's, you know, you figure your dust bowl, yeah. Right, Pirish, Galgalin is Kant Taraima, which I'll tell you, I know what that means.
Which I now read in the negative, meaning
which means Omid Kenegad, contrary, okay, Kant Taraima, Omid Kenegad, The aloha Moshe Sinai Rekav is specifically if it had nothing else in it. So the two of them, each one disintegrated on its own, and then you combine them together, you get a Malo Tarvard. So it's the case Ochlan Osh, that the Osh is a moth, that means some insect that eaten part of the mace. So each one is by itself, there's something else there, but all it is a Chati Tarvard. But since each one is pure by itself, they can combine to a Tarvard. Why do we have to ever say that's an error? The same thing would be true if it was a tarver to start with, and then you took a half from each and made a milo tarver together of the two. It would be the same scenario. Okay. Shannon Hussam is right, so let's stop here.